And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host on today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Joining us today is Firuz Akbarov, the founder of English Teacher Association of Uzbekistan. And his topic will be fostering creativity in English teachers. Over to you, Firuz.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be part of this podcast and an all-time critical topic, I believe, creativity. So, first, I want to start off with this. Creativity is born out of necessity. So it goes back to the fact that creativity is not just a skill, but it's more like a problem-solving skill. So I would like fellow English teachers to look at it as not just a kind of an additional skill set to add to the toolkit of the students, but more of a problem-solving tool to solve those real-world problems. And that's why perhaps it is underrated, overlooked, and even taken for granted most cases. And I'd like to give you some insights why creativity may be such an essential skill in the 21st century ELT context. First, in the absence of creativity, teachers are less likely to be flexible and think on their feet, and in a sense that they would not be able to quickly respond and react to the unpredictable and to the unexpected, which may result in a lack of problem-solving skills. If a teacher is unable to solve problems, to address problems effectively, how on earth would you expect his or her respective students to follow the suit and become one of those global citizens and problem solvers at the end of the day? So that's a million-dollar question. Number two is that the teachers are actually assigned and given those course books by their respective institutions and universities to follow. So they would have very little room to, you know, move around freely and creatively. So what happens is that they would be unable to invite their students into a change of scenery, which may end up, you know, teachers having all those lifeless, boring, and dull lessons, which may be less relatable to the real world setting. And ultimately, the students would be largely disconnected and withdrawn from those kind of, you know, purely theoretical classes, which have very little or nothing to do with the real world. And over to the third potential problem in the absence of creativity is that the teachers would grow more and more over-reliant on the ideas and input of all those people surrounding them, people in academia, all those professors, leading experts, mentors, teacher trainers, global educators. They would be just over-reliant in their ideas and input that literally they will have to borrow others' shoes to walk, to do the teaching job. So they would have, they wouldn't have their persona coming into their class. You know, every teacher, I believe, must have their persona. So they should have some trademark features to stand out as a professional. And if they lack these, you know, one of the essential four C's of the 21st century, creativity, they will be, you know, lost. They will be lost, and their teaching and their identity will be forgotten all too soon. And those examples show how important and instrumental creativity is given our modern teaching ELT context. Right, over to you.
Yeah, let me just ask you this. You know, I actually have worked in many different school systems, and you know, teachers are appraised and they're observed. And in the old days when I was here, You know, like if an inspector or observer walked in the teacher's classroom and they weren't on page 21 in the book at that moment in time, then, you know, that could even cost them their job, definitely a bad appraisal. So how would you address that issue and being creative?
Oh, that's a very nice question. You know, I was giving a training in some part of Uzbekistan, and one of the teachers came up with a question saying, if, you know, we have to really rely on the authorities' directions in regard with the cost, the course book, and to deliver certain features that we are supposed to be giving to the students. And my response was, yes, you have to follow those directions, but you need to be really flexible within that curricula and syllabus, that you should be able to either at times extend certain activities or be able to come up with, you know, an alternative choice for the students to choose, so that they would have, you know, plenty to choose from, not just necessarily get bogged down in what the curricula and the course book has to offer in that particular page 21. But the student, the teacher is the one who brings to life the dull page. So imagine you're teaching a class on travel, and why not you come up with this tiny little box and say, okay, today I brought you something exciting. Guess what? You could just give a couple of minutes for your students to come up with, you know, some unusual guesses. And finally, you would say, okay, now I'm about to open this case, and you will have a tiny camel coming out of this box, which means that we're about to talk an ancient mode of travel. You know, perhaps you could just bring a realia to your class and to link it to, you know, to the real life learning experiences. Some of your students might be tactile. They just want to touch and learn. You could just bring it close to your students and say, okay, have a look. You know, I remember I was teaching a class on coffee culture at one of the coffee shops in China. And some of my students, Chinese students, never saw the coffee beans for real in their life. Can you imagine? So that was their first encounter with the coffee beans. So they were just looking at it as if that was some kind of a magic stone came out of the heavens. So you might offer your students this kind of an eye-opening experiences. And I believe, so it is, you know, it is at the control of the teacher to bring to life all those boring texts and grammar content and anything the course book has to offer. It is all at your power of creativity. You are the one to blow life into that dull content.
Okay, you mentioned something called active CPD. What do you mean by that exactly?
That's a very nice question. What is meant by active CPD? You know, there is a famous practitioner, Swiss practitioner called Etienne Wenger, who came up with this concept of community of practice. Well, Etienne Wenger said, learning happens in an authentic real life context. And he was one of the proponents of that kind of learning. And he came up as specifically with this situated learning. He said, we teachers are also learners to some extent, aren't we? So he said, learners move from novice to expert by through, you know, engagement, interaction, and collaboration. And this is exactly what I mean through active CPD. We are enrolled into various kinds of CPD programs, and we are part of global ELT conventions and conferences across the globe. But I came to realize that little do we realize about the scope and amount of our takeaways from all those, you know, global interaction with CPD programs and ELT conventions and conferences. Etienne Wenger said, we can become expert learner through engagement, interaction, and collaboration. And just bring before your eyes all of those, you know, ELT professionals or aspiring teachers who would like to, you know, climb up the ladder of teaching career and become one of those top professionals, how often do they come out of their comfort zone to really break the ice with a stranger who comes from a totally different part of the globe, just to interact and exchange a couple of words regarding their, you know, ELT problem, or just, you know, invite someone for a cup of coffee on the sideline of the conference, say, okay, Mr. or Ms., I'm so blessed to have a conversation with you. Finally, I've been one of your fans. I saw you across social media. I just want to have your take on this particular issue, because I could be specialized in ESP or EAP. So any specific part of English. So what is your take in this? For example, what is your take on ChatGPT? How do you see the future of ELT with ChatGPT? Is it going to, you know, interfere at some point, or is it going to cause some issues down the lane? So this is what I mean, a teacher has to really go the extra mile and, you know, become those most involved and active, communicator, active participant in those CPD programs and ELT conventions, so that at the end of the day, they, you know, take bags and loads, choke full of insights and takeaways home, so that they would be able to sit back and then reflect. Because this is the most essential part. Without reflection, we'd be just lost, and we would just remain the same, more or less, because we have to really listen a lot. We have to, you know, be really receptive to all those great ideas that are coming out from all around us, and then sit back and reflect and refer to certain areas and problematic like issues and trends regarding ELT. And that's when we will actually professionally grow and become one of those global ELT, you know, specialists at the end of the day. And this is what I meant by active CPD, because from my experiences, I learned that, you know, not everyone is enthusiastically involved in those CPD programs and ELT conventions and conferences. Whenever I attend all those events, I want to just, you know, make the most out of it. Like a very good example, I was invited as an official delegate to one of the conferences last year in Tajikistan. I attended only just one day of that conference, but I was a key panelist. I was one of those passionate presenters and also most involved.
Saruz, we're going over time. I want to say thank you so much for joining us for the TTELT podcast. It's a program of educators worldwide, and we really appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for your time. And
thank you.
I hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media. And try a new teaching tip today.